Welcome to CCNA 1, Module 10, Part 2. And today, we're going to be subnetting. Now, does everybody want Geraldine to sing the Good Morning song?
No!
Alright, let's get started on subnetting. We've got a lot to go over and over and over and over, so let's get started. And we'll talk about the mechanics of subnetting and how you are going to achieve that, and we'll be asking random questions all lecture long just to keep you all awake, or at least to see how you respond when you're deeply asleep when you're asked a question. Yes, it's module 10. It is module 10, part 2. Okay. Now, does anybody, before I actually launch into what I'm theoretically going to say, has anybody got any questions? And for those who haven't read the chapter notes yet, smacks and tears. I'm sorry, we can't help there. You'll have to listen to the recordings and then ask us any questions you've got next week if you haven't read the chapter 10 notes. Has anybody got any questions before we get started on the explanatory bits?
You've already got mine.
Not on the recording, I haven't.
Oh, okay, we're being official. Hang on, I'll get my official voice going. I need to know more about the formula on how the subnet, like, so for example, subnetting a Class A, if you add 16 bits, how do you then arrive to how many subnets you have, and so on and so forth, where your start and ending point is, and also, that one's just flown out of my head now. Also, I'll have to get back to you on the also one.
Okay, well, we can certainly talk about that. But first of all, what I'm going to do is revise a couple of things that are important, and then we'll get on to that, and that's certainly a good thing that we can revise without any problem, the formulas and things for that. Okay. All right, here come the initial questions to find out some things, just to see, make sure everybody's remembered. Everybody, can anybody tell me how, or can anybody type into their chat window, how many bits long is an IP address? Okay, just because I'm a nasty person, how long's a MAC address?
Some bits.
Okay, an IP address is 32 bits long. How many billion addresses does that roughly give us? Yeah, and the answer that Chris has typed into chat is correct. You are basically 4 billion. There is a few more than that, but it's 4,294,000,000 and something, 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 and I can't be bothered doing 2 to the power of 32 on my calculator. Okay. Now, just as a matter of interest, do you guys have text-to-speech turned on in your chat window so that you guys can hear what other people are typing in, or do you find that a bit distracting?
I've got it on, but it's awful to listen to.
You know, you can change the voice in the preferences so that you can use Lee or Daniel or any of the other RealSpeak voices.
So she'll probably do that at some point. Yep.
And you can also use the eSpeak voices, which get on with it.
I like eSpeak. I'll set it up later. I'll have a proper look.
Okay, so that's a handy hint. If you do have some SAPI 5 voices installed, you can actually get it to read the messages and various events for who's connecting and leaving the server and stuff. And good morning, Mark. The pleb is back.
I often turn the sound effects.
And I have voice this time.
Hello, Mark with a voice.
Okay. So what we're looking at is subnetting this morning, and I said that there are 48 bits in a MAC address and 32 bits in an IP address. There are two portions to an IP address. Can anybody tell me what they are? And I just want one word for each of the portions.
Net and computer. Except I've gone.
Network and host. Yeah, that's all right. Get some more coffee in a minute or something.
Give me a break.
Network portion is, it tells you what network the machines are on, and the host portion tells you which hosts on that network. Now, can anybody tell me, for a Class A address, how many bits are in the network portion? Okay. So there are 8 bits in the Class A portion of the network portion, and how many bits in the host portion? Okay. What do 8 and 24 add up to? That's important. And that's why we went through that, because...
There's a go, 32.
Okay, so there are 8 bits in the network portion, and there are 24 bits in the host portion. Okay? There must always, the number, if you're using IPv4, which we are, the number of bits that you are working with must always add up to 32. If I didn't have like a facial microphone on that you would be able to hear me doing this, I'd be banging the desk and going, 32 bits, it must add up to 32 bits. And if you don't have 32 bits, you're not going to be a happy IPv4 subnetter. Okay? So, 8 bits in the network portion, 24 bits in the host portion. Can anybody tell me approximately how many hosts you can have on a Class A subnet? And I don't want an exact amount. Or can anybody tell me the formula that you would put into the calculator to get the answer? Now, I think I'm seeing that people aren't following that. Or at least... Okay, and I assume you meant to type 24, did you, Attila? You were just wibbly fingers there?
No, 21.
No, it's actually 2 to the power of 24.
Thanks.
And the reason it's 2 to the power of 24 is that there are 24 bits in the host portion. Therefore, we have 24 bits of binary information that we can allocate for hosts. Therefore, we basically have a 24-bit binary number, which means we can have 2 to the power of 24 combinations. Anybody got any questions on that, or shall I talk on a bit more and we'll see if the questions pop out of the woodwork? No, I know, Gemma, it's not the same without the table banging, but we'll just have to live, because I suppose I could go get Geraldine's Sonic microphone out of the storeroom and belt the table that way. Actually, she's probably using it. I could bang Chris, that's a good idea, I'll just belt him. Okay, Class B IP address, how many bits in the network portion? Class B for Bravo. No, that was the answer to the next question. You're not supposed to put that in yet. Okay. Now, can anybody tell me how many IP addresses you can have on a Class B network? In total, not usable, in total. Okay, so you can have 2 to the power of 16 addresses in a on a Class B subnet. The actual usable addresses are 2 to the power of 16 minus 2, as Mark and Gemma very aptly pointed out, but I said the maximum number of possible addresses. I didn't say usable. Okay. And can anybody tell me why you can have 2 to the power of 16 addresses on a Class B subnet? Now, what Chris has actually said about 0 and 255 is incorrect. Smack. The actual answer that you need is if the host portion is set to all zeros or set to all ones, because we may not be subnetting on a byte boundary. So bite me. Okay. Now, you can have 2 to the power of 16 addresses because we have 16 bits for the network portion and 16 bits for the host portion. Now, I am going to be tedious and I'm going to say how many bits are in the network portion of a Class C address. Okay, well, Chris is wrong again. How many bits in the network portion of a Class C address? Everybody happy with that?
In the what? In the network portion?
That's right, the network portion.
How many bits? 8, isn't it?
No, on a Class C, how many in the network portion? Not the host portion, the network portion.
Thank you.
Okay, anyone, example of a Class C IP address, 192.168.1.57. The 192.168.1 is the network portion, which gives you 3 bytes of network portion and 1 byte of host addresses. Now, this is critical. The network portion is always on the left, and the host portion is always on the right. And never the twain shall meet, otherwise there'll be a twain smash. You cannot have bits in different parts of the IP address being allocated different things. The network portion must be on the left-hand side, and the host portion is on the right-hand side, and that is always the way it is. Now, when you slice up a network into subnets, what you're actually doing is borrowing bits from the host portion to be used for subnetting, so you're actually extending the network portion by a certain number of bits, and we'll go through that in a moment. Can anybody tell me how many, and I'll give the answer that everybody wants, how many usable IP addresses can you have on a Class C? Anyone else want to come up with an answer? And instead of typing power, Attila, you can just type 2 caret 8, and I'll know what you mean, because it'll be quicker.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, are you still with us here, George? The train's still chugging along there?
Yeah, no problem. I've got the that principle down, like the octets and all this sort of thing. Yep, down. I'm just hanging in there for the trying to get my head around the formulas.
No, that's fine. I'm just making sure that that you're still with us, because we don't want to leave you like 6 stations back. That's all. Life is like a metaphor, like a simile, even. Okay, now. There are 254 possible IP addresses on a Class C network, and here we get to make Chris here happy. 0 is not usable, and 255 is not usable. 0 is which address of a Class C network? Can anybody tell me what sort of address the .0 address is? Not network ID. Gemma is correct with the network address. And the network address is always the all bits of the networking portion set to whatever the subnet is, and all of the host bits set to 0. And we do not have to subnet on a byte boundary, so there isn't always just 0 and 255. In fact, I've seen a whole lot of technicians just go across to a computer and go, oh, yeah, subnet mask 255.255.255.0, and they wouldn't have a clue. So the idea is that you will have a clue, and you can go, oh yeah, that should be subnet mask 255.255.255.0, and know what you're talking about. And that's the whole key of this module 10. Okay, and the .255 address, which is all of the host bits set to 1. What is that address? Okay. And the broadcast address sends the packet to which machines on the network? On the subnet. Which machines on the subnet does the broadcast send it to? That reminds me of a joke, actually. Why are students like a piece of string? Because they are slack, but they can be taught. Okay. Now, what is the formula to find out how many possible IP addresses you can have on a subnet? Anyone?
Well, I was thinking that you take the amount of bytes that you're using in the subnet, and say, for example, it's a Class A and you've extended it to a Class B, and you've added, made it into a Class B, which means you're using 16. So you've added an additional 8, so it's 2 to the power of 8, but I don't think that's correct.
Not quite, but you're getting there. To find the number of bits you can have on to find the number of hosts you can have on a subnet, it is 2 to the power of n minus 2. Or actually, I should say, 2 to the power of h minus 2, where h is the number of bits in the host portion.
Oh, I thought you said network portion. How many networks could you have?
No, I said, how do you find out how many hosts you can have? That's all right. I knew you're answering the wrong question, but we want to know, how do you find out how many hosts you can have? So it's 2 to the power of h minus 2, where h is the number of bits allocated to the host portion of the IP address.
So therefore, if you've borrowed 3 bits, working from the right, it's number 1, number 2, number 4 in binary. So therefore, it's 2 to the power of 4, which is 8, gives you the amount of hosts. However, though, you take 2 away to give you the usable amount of hosts, which is 6. Is that right?
That's 2 to the power of 4 is actually 16, but we assume you mean 2 to the power of 3, which is 8. If you have 3 bits, and your subnet mask is 255.255.255.248, which is the subnet mask you're talking about. In other words, you have, just making sure I get this right, 28 ones on the left-hand side and, no, yeah, is that right? 29 ones and three on the right-hand side. Yeah, that's right, 29 and 3, because you've got to get up to 32. You have 2 to the power of 3, which is 8, minus 2, which is 6 usable hosts.
Oh, gosh, sorry, mate. Yeah, I added it up as far as networks again. Yeah, it's the remainder. Yeah, cool. So you've borrowed 3, which gives you 5 remainder. So therefore, it's 2 to the power of 5, which is 1, 2, 4, 8, 16. Sorry, I've got to do it in my head. I am on my hands. So 2 to the power of 16 is 32. Minus 2 gives you 30 usable hosts per subnet.
No. You've now told me the number of networks. You can have 32 subnets of 8 addresses. Because you borrowed, I'm not sure how many bits you borrowed. I'm a bit confused here. In fact, I haven't borrowed anything from anyone yet. I'm still doing the byte-based mechanics here. I haven't borrowed anything from anyone yet. So we'll go on with we'll finish off the byte-written stuff. But to find out how many hosts you can have on a subnet, you have 2 to the power of h minus 2. Which gives you the number of hosts. And I just want to make sure that everybody is happy with that concept before I start borrowing bits off people and not giving them back.
54, is that right?
If you had 8 bits in the host portion on a Class C, it would be 254. That is correct. Now, what is the thing that tells you how many bits are in the network portion and how many bits are in the host portion? What do we call it?
The subnet mask.
The subnet mask. That is exactly right. The entire job of the subnet mask is to tell you how many bits belong to the network portion and how many bits belong to the host portion. And you do that by setting the bits that belong to the network portion in the subnet mask to 1, and the bits that are in the subnet mask that are set to 0 are part of the host portion. And all of the 1 bits must be on the left-hand side of the subnet mask, and all of the 0 bits must be on the right. Because when you overlay the subnet mask onto an IP address, it must chop the IP address off at the knees and tell you how many bits in the IP address are part of the network portion and how many bits are part of the host portion. And there are 2 ways of writing a network mask. One of them is like this. Okay, that's one way of writing an IP address, subnet mask even. And here's the other way. Can anybody tell me what is the comment? Why do we write it /24?
Indicates the amount of bits you've borrowed, depending on what. Indicates the amount of bits you borrowed.
We're not borrowing anything yet, George.
In a class.
Okay, that's Chris's answer. Was that what you were going to say, Attila?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, and okay. I hate this stupid borrowing crap. I don't know why they say borrow, borrow, borrow. It's like, Cisco, go and borrow from yourselves. You're richer than I am. But we'll get to borrowing in a second. It's a stupid term, and I wish they wouldn't use it. But it's in the notes, so we'll use it. We haven't borrowed anything from anyone, but the /24 says that there are 24 bits in the network portion. Therefore, by definition, there are 8 bits in the host portion. If the subnet mask was a Class B mask, what would the slash thing be? Would it be slash what?
/16.
Everyone happy with that?
Yep.
All right. Now I'm going to start borrowing things. Okay, so now we get into borrowing, and we get to do all this crud. Yeah, 1 bit at a time.
Do I charge interest?
Okay. Now, there are reasons why we would want a subnet, and one of those reasons is when you are allocated a block of IP addresses, for example, by your internet service provider, often they put in what's called a supernet route. And a supernet route just refers to your entire network that you've been routed. But if you're a big company, you may want to break that up into multiple subnets so that you can use routers to keep machines separated from each other and minimize the size of the broadcast domain. And the reason you'd want to do that is to stop broadcast storms and stuff. Now, okay. The whole theory behind the term borrowing, and they call it borrowing, is that you are going to take bits from the host portion of the IP and reallocate them to the network portion. In other words, your subnet mask is going to have more ones in it than when you started. Okay, so let's be working through an example on this one. And Geraldine Sbralian just went to sleep. Now, we'll be working through an example here. say, for example, I have a Class C network. And a Class C network has how many bits in the network portion of its subnet mask?
24.
This week on 24, Jack has realized that he has to create a new subnet. Create a new subnet, Jack! But there's only 3 bits left.
Okay, apologies to the authors of 24. Okay, but we have decided that we would like to subnet this slash 24 network into smaller subnets. Okay, and we are going to borrow 3 bits from the network portion. And we are going to subnet accordingly. Can anybody tell me what the subnet mask will be if we borrow 3 bits from the network portion and allocate it? Sorry, 3 bits from the host portion and allocate it to the network portion.
224.
Okay. Now, let me go through something here. If we have a Class C subnet, it's got 256 maximum addresses. Everyone happy with that? Okay, if we borrow 1 bit, we have 128 addresses. If we borrow 2 bits, we have 64 addresses per subnet. If we have 3 bits, we have 32 addresses per subnet. If we borrow 4 bits, we have 16 addresses per subnet. If we borrow 5 bits, we have 8 addresses per subnet. Can anybody see a pattern?
Yep.
Each time we borrow another bit, we double the number of subnets, but we halve the number of hosts you can have in each subnet. No, subnetting is not difficult, George. It's just, you know, there'll be this amazing big bang and clink, and the penny will have dropped. And she won't be happy about it, but she will. And it'll all drop into place, because it's all based on this binary powers of two logic crud. The whole thing is based on binary and how long the subnet mask is, and how many bits you've got left in the host portion. Okay. Now, if we have borrowed 3 bits, we had 8 bits to begin with, and we borrowed 3 bits to put them into the network portion, how many bits are left in the host portion?
5.
Because 3 and 5 is 8. Everyone happy with that? We started with a subnet mask that gave us 8 bits in the host portion. We borrowed 3, and we got 5 left. I can put an American accent on and do the whole Sesame Street thing if necessary.
Brought to you by the numbers 255.255.255.255 or something.
No, not 255.255.255.255. No. Okay, so there are 3 bits we've borrowed from the host portion to put into the network portion, and we have 5 bits left in the host portion. We're all sort of cool with that at the moment?
Yep, sounds good.
How many hosts can you have on a subnet that has 5 bits in the host portion? And how did you get that number, George? Or did you just sort of, like, flip a coin and go, heads I win, tails you lose?
I tried that, but I couldn't read it. So what I did was, I worked from right to left on my binary. 1 being 1, 2 being 2, 3 being 4, 4 being 8, 5 being 16. So I took 2 to the power of 16, which is 32, which gives me the amount of hosts, and usable hosts should be 30. Is that right, or have I done it wrong?
Essentially, that's correct, except all of your powers of 2 are out by 1, because remember, 2 to the power of 0 is 1, and 2 to the power of 1 is 2, but let's not worry about that. Okay, let me give you a shortcut. To find out the number of hosts we can have in the subnet, it's 2 to the power of h minus 2. I think we remember me saying that earlier today. How many bits are in the host portion? 2 to the power of 5 is 32, and you are allowed to use Windows Calculator to do your powers. That's certainly permissible. So 2 to the power of 5 is 32, minus 2 is 30.
But that's what I said.
Yeah, but when you went through all the powers of 2, they weren't the right... You said 2 to the power of 5 is 16, and 2 to the power of 4 is actually 16.
But I think he's on the right track.
Yeah, you're absolutely on the right track. Your powers were just out by 1, and I was just absolutely ensuring that when the people listen to the recording, that they don't get into their heads that 2 to the power of 5 is 16, that's all. You know, I just Otherwise, I'm going to get questions about, sir, is 2 to the power of 5 16? You said it was 32, and I don't want... That's why I'm clarifying that on the recording. So, 2 to the power of 5 is 32, and 2 to the power of 4 is 16, and 2 to the power of 5 is 32, minus 2 for the network and broadcast address, we have 30 usable hosts. Everyone should be pretty happy with that?
Yeah.
Okay, let's work a more complicated example. Well, slightly more complicated example. You want to have a subnet with 700 hosts on it. Okay? I don't know why, but you do. Because I said you do. And you want 700 hosts on a subnet. Can anybody tell me the smallest subnet size that you would have to create to fit 700 addresses? No, enable, that is incorrect. Because we are doing classless addressing.
You need one with 10 bits as a host.
You've got no level whatsoever, Mark. You haven't got Skype running, have you?
No, try that again. 10 bits as a host.
That's better. Okay, 10 bits for the host. Okay, but let's get to that in a minute. But so, we all know that subnet sizes must be a power of 2. Okay, you can't have a subnet that isn't a power of 2 in size. That's just the rules. So, are we going to get 700 hosts on a 256 address subnet?
No.
No, I wouldn't be thinking we would. Would we get 512? Would we get 700 hosts on a 512 address subnet? No, we wouldn't.
Wouldn't? Okay.
No, if you've got 700 hosts and you've only got 512 IP addresses, you don't have enough IP addresses.
No, that's true.
But would you get 700 hosts onto a subnet of 1,024 addresses?
Yep.
Yeah, I think you would. Everybody happy with that? Okay.
According to my peak board.
You certainly can do 1,024 because a subnet size must be a power of 2. So you are looking for the smallest power of 2 that is bigger than the number of hosts you have.
No, that makes sense.
So if there are 2 to the power of 10 is 1,024. Everybody happy with that?
Mm-hmm.
And if we have 10 bits in the host portion, how many bits do we have in the network portion?
So did you start with a class A address or B address? Or
No. My question is, if there are 10 bits in the host portion of the IP address, how many total bits are in the network portion? 10 and what equals 32?
22.
Okay.
Host portion and 22 bits in the network portion, is that what you just said?
That's exactly right.
Yep, I'm following again.
I'm not slicing up any subnets yet, George. I'm just showing people how you can subnet on non-byte boundaries, and I'll slice up in a minute.
Yeah, okay, because that just blew me away then. I do not get my head around that at all.
Okay, how big is an IP address? How many bits?
32.
If there are 10 of them in the host portion, how many of them must be in the network portion, by definition? Because there's only a network and a host portion.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I got you there. Yep, yeah, no worries. Okay, so what blew me away is it a class A address, so I only started with 8? Is it a class B, so I only started with 16? I'm getting too far ahead, I think.
Okay. In 2008, the class system is garbage. We don't use them. We don't subnet on class boundaries anymore. It's in the nodes because we have to cover it, because you have to know which addresses are class A, B, and C. But the world ran out of IP addresses 15 years ago, and we had to actually slice it up on different boundaries. And I hope to goodness that it's gone in discovery, because we really shouldn't be doing classes at all. I didn't start with a class B address at all. One of the things you've got to understand about classes, and this is something that the notes don't really explain, is that the class only sets the default subnet mask. It only sets what the subnet mask would be by default if you as the administrator do not override it.
Yeah, I think it does.
Yeah, sorry, go ahead, George.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah, it does say that. Like, as soon as you say class A, I see the subnet straight away, 255.0.0.0, and I associate it with that because of the note, so it sort of does, and then class B and then class C. But what you're saying absolutely makes sense as well in relation to 32, stick with that, and then work from there.
The fact is that in the test, they don't ask you which class an address is going to be in by default, if my memory serves me.
So for Kerry's exercise, just now the class system's irrelevant. Is that what you're trying to say?
Absolutely. I'm not subnetting on a class boundary. Because what I'm trying to show you is that the whole point of the subnet mask is to say how many bits are in the network portion and how many bits are in the host portion. And at no point does that number have to be a multiple of 8, unless it's a class full IP address. Now what you'll learn, if it's a class full address, if it's a class A or class B or class C address, then the subnet mask has to be on an 8-bit boundary. But if it's a classless address, the subnet mask can be any number of bits that you want that makes sense.
Sounds like I'm rather glad they dropped classes.
Well, it didn't make very efficient allocation of the IP address storage. If you were allocating an organization a class A address and you were just using the class-based system, you would have to allocate them 16.7 million IP addresses. Because if we were class A, we'd be 8 bits for the network portion and 24 bits for the host portion. And because we have 8 and 24, 2 to the power of 24 is 16.7 million and a bit. That's a big subnet. Now, the thing to keep in mind here is that when you have the addresses, and the reason I taught you all of those ranges, 0 to 127 is class A, 128 to 191 is class B, 192 to 223 is class C. There are certain routing protocols which you'll come across at the start of CCNA2, for example RIP version 1, that does not send subnet information or subnet mask information with the routing updates. And if you don't send the subnet mask information with the routing updates, you have to know about the class system, because the network will be assumed to be in a specific class. And I had a council that had a 10 network, and they wanted to subnet the 10 network, but they wanted to use RIP version 1. And that wouldn't work, because they just had one big 16 million address subnet. Now, the other thing to keep in mind, and this is something that's certainly worth being aware of, is that when you are allocated an address range these days, you are not allocated an address, a class. You're not allocated an A, B, or C class. You're allocated a slash 24, a slash 27, a slash 23, a slash 22. You are not allocated an actual class address. But I will work an example of borrowing from a class address so that we can go through that, because the worksheets seem to insist that that's what you should be doing.
What you just said then, if you're allocated a slash 27 or so, where does it start? Does it start at 1, or does it start at 192, or are you allocated that as well?
You are allocated the network portion of the address. In fact, I'll give you a real-life example. I was allocated a slash 27 address. I was allocated a slash 26 address. Okay, I was allocated a slash 26 address. Can anybody tell me how many IP addresses we could have with a slash 26 subnet mask?
It was 22 to the power of 26, isn't it? Is that the formula?
2 to the power of 6. Remember, it's 2 to the power of h minus 2, where h is the number of bits in the host portion. So I've said there are 26 bits in the network portion. Therefore, there are 6 bits in the host portion, because 26 and 6 make 32.
And what was the question? How many hosts you could have, or how many networks you could have?
How many hosts?
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, 2 to the power of 6.
So we've agreed that 2 to the power of 6 is 64. Minus 2, I could have had 62 hosts. Everyone happy with that? Okay. Now, if I had, and what I was actually allocated, and I'll type this into chat so that you can see it, I was allocated the following. Okay, so what I was allocated was the network portion of the address, 203.53.231.64, and then I was allocated slash 26. Which gave me an address range from 64 to 127. with, of course, 64 being unusable because it was a network portion, and 127 being unusable because it was the broadcast address. Therefore, my range, my usable host range, was from 65 to 126.
Can you explain how you arrived to that? Like, how come it's between 64 to 127?
Well, the network address was 203.53.231.64, so I can't have an address that's under 64 because that's the bottom address in my subnet. And I have a subnet that uses 6 bits in the host portion, therefore I have 64 addresses. So 64 and 64 is 128, so that obviously is the start of the next subnet. So I have, because I've been given 203.53.231.64, the first bloke would have been given 203.53.231.0. The second bloke would have been given 203.53.231.64. The third bloke would have been given 203.53.231.128. Can we see that I'm adding 64 each time?
Yep.
Because the subnet has 64 addresses in it, the address that the subnet starts on must be a multiple of 64 by definition. You can't start halfway through a subnet. Now, when you... So the way I got that answer was I basically said, I've been allocated 203.53.231.64. Therefore, my lowest address is 64, which is therefore my network address. Therefore, all of my network bits are set the way they should be, and all of my host bits are set to 0, because 64 in binary is 0, 1, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0. That's right. You've got to have six binary digits. Five zeros after the one. Sorry. So it's 0, 1, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0. I think that's right. I have to type it out and look at it on the pegboard. Yeah, it's one and five zeros. Okay. So all of my host bits were set to 0, and I have 6 host bits that I can set to 0. Therefore, that's where I start at 64. Then if I set all of my host bits to 1, I then add 63 to the 64 I had when they were set to 0, because all that, well, 5 ones in binary is 63, and that would give me the answer of 127 being my top address. Now, unfortunately, the easiest way to visualize this is on a pegboard. And if you're trying to do it in your head, that's when you tend to turn yourself in knots, because you lose track of where the binary is being chopped off, and you lose track of how many bits are in the subnet mask and how many bits are in the host portion. And that's why we're so passionate about the pegboards, because unless you've been subnetting for... When did I start subnetting? 1995. Unless you've been subnetting for 12 years like I have, it is a bit hard. That's right, and boy am I tired. It's hard to keep track of where the host bits are and where the network bits are. Okay, now let's look at this particular subnet, the 203, and let's assume that that we are actually subnetting a Class C address. So we are subnetting the 203.53.231.0 subnet, and we're going to have 6 bits per 6 bits for the host portion, and we're going to borrow 2 bits for the network portion. How many total subnets can we have if we do that? They're not usable. How many total ones can we have?
Is it 2 to the power of the bits borrowed? I'm getting confused between host and so it's 64, which is your second one from the left. No, I've lost it. I can't remember.
Power of the bits borrowed. You were correct up to that point. How many bits did I borrow?
2.
What's 2 to the power of 2?
4.
That's the answer. Don't make it any more complicated than that, believe me. That is the answer.
So the exact same formula for hosts for networks, except for you're taking them from the right rather than the left. So two, you know, just overcomplicated it, didn't I? So you borrowed two...
Two to the power of the amount of bits you are going to use for whatever it is will give you the number of thingamajigs you can have.
Yeah, and then you just deduct two for the amount of thingamajigs you can actually use.
In CCNA1, that is correct.
Yeah, I noticed that. I noticed that it changes a little bit later.
Well, what actually happens is in CCNA1 they claim you cannot use the zero subnet and you cannot use the 255 subnet. That's a crock of. And in CCNA3, we actually go through and we do variable length subnet masks, and you can use the zero subnet and you can use the top subnet, but I need to teach you the one where you can't use two of them because they're the answers they'll expect in the test.
Yeah, cool, no worries. And when I read that, I was so tempted to go on and have a look, and I thought, no, don't, because you're just going to confuse yourself even more.
That's right. Okay, so to find out how many possible things we can have of anything, it's 2 to the number of bits we're actually going to jigger with, and then it's, if you want the usable, it's 2 to the number of bits we're going to jigger with minus 2. And that is the same for hosts. So 2 to the power of H minus 2 will give you the number of usable hosts. 2 to the power of B, if B is the number of bits we borrowed, minus 2 will give you the total number of subnets. The same formula holds true.
And because we started at the second bit from the left, which is 64, our first subnet begins from there. Is that right? So our first address that we could assign would be 65. Then we could assign 66. Is that right or no?
Yeah, that's right. The first subnet, if we don't use the zero subnet, would start at 64, and the first usable host address for an IP address would be 65.
So if we did use the zero, could we then go from 0 to 64?
Go to 63.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, 0 to 63. And 63 would be the broadcast address.
That's right. I think somebody's dropped a penny in Queensland.
Yeah, I sort of got that bit yesterday with the emails and so on, but what was really knocking me about was the actual formula. And I must have overcomplicated it because it's so simple, but I just was so dizzy with it, hey? And I obviously overcomplicated it somehow.
That's right, and it's important that when you get subnetting, and it's easy enough to do and we've all done it, don't tie yourself in knots over the various formulas, if you can help it, because the formulas hold true. If they say that that's the formula to use, believe me, that's the formula that all the students are going to have scribbled on the back of their piece of paper, and they're going to be just plugging the numbers in. Not all CCNA students are intelligent. You guys are an unusual bunch.
Oh, shucks there, teach.
Exactly. So, you know, there are going to be times when, and believe me, there are a lot of network engineers who aren't that clever, and they just follow the bouncing ball. So it is possible to overthink these things. Okay, so let's work a different example. Let's say, for example, we have a Class B address. And I'm only going to do one more of these because, I'm getting pretty bored, and I think everybody else is getting pretty bored. And if you're not, I'll do 10 more, but I don't care. But, okay, so we've got a Class B address. How many bits have we got in the network portion?
16.
That is correct. Class B addresses, the first octet does start with 128. That is, and they end at 191. That's the default for a Class B. But you can actually have, and that is the range for the Class B address, so that is correct. Okay, there are 16 bits in the network portion, and there are 16 bits in the host portion. Everyone happy with that?
Yes.
There are 32 bits in an IP address. 16 bits are for the network portion. 16 bits are for the host portion. 16 plus 16 equals 32.
Assuming a Class B address.
There are 32 bits in an IP address. 16 bits are in the network portion. 16 bits are in the host portion. 16 plus 16 equals 32.
I got it.
My brain hurts.
Okay. Let us assume that we want to subnet a Class B network into subnets that contain 4,096 addresses per subnet.
Yes.
Okay. 2 to the power of what equals 4,096?
12.
Alrighty, somebody's got an Excel spreadsheet. Okay, 2 to the power of 12 is... Oh, yeah, nobody's knocking you, sweetie pie. I'm just saying, you know, at least it's got a spreadsheet there. Okay, so if there are 12 bits in the host portion, because we want 4,096 addresses per subnet, how many bits are in the network portion?
Only 18. Oh, 20!
Alrighty, there are 20 bits in the network portion. Can anybody tell me what the subnet mask for that network would be? Chris is skiving off and doing something else.
Is it 16/20?
Okay. 255.240.0.
Can I tell you how I came to that and you just tell me whether I'm right or wrong, please?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, you said that there was 12 bits in the host portion, and and 20 bits in the network portion. So what I did was I knew that there was 16 straight out 255.255, and then I thought, okay, there's 12 bits in the host portion. So there I had to, I lost my train of thought. So therefore I had to 12 bits. No, hang on. I did it the other way. I did it 4 bits. That's right. It was, that's right. I did it 4 bits. So 255.255 and then 4 bits, which I added up from left. 128 plus 64 plus 32 plus 16. And that's how I arrived to that number. Is that a fair way of doing the formula?
Yep, I'll go with that.
All right. Beauty.
The other way you can do it, and this is somewhat simpler for some people, is you can put the number of ones on the left-hand side that you should have, so you have 20 ones and 12 zeros, and then you just convert the whole big number to binary, to decimal, which is a pain, but that is another way you can get the answer.
Can you just explain what we did there again? So what we did was you told us that we needed X amount of hosts. We worked out to be the power of 12, so we knew we needed 12 on the right, so that told us how many we had on the left, and then we determined what the subnet was from there. Is that how it just worked out?
Yeah, basically what we did was we said we wanted 12 bits for the host portion, we wanted 22 bits for the network portion, but by default a Class B address has 16 bits for the network portion, therefore we borrowed 4, because 16 and 4 is 22.
Only 20, Kerry.
Oh, yeah, 16 and 4 is 20. Yep, you're right, Attila. I don't have an Excel spreadsheet in front of me.
Nor do I.
Elise has got one. She's got a little pegboard that she made up in Excel.
I can send it to you if you like, George.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that'd be cool. I made a pegboard. Actually, there was three of us onto it. There was me on the saw, Mum on the drill, and Terry on the sander. We got one done.
I'll send it to you. I don't know how well it will work with speech, but you're going to have a look.
Cheers, thank you.
Okay, so what we're basically doing is we are taking a big subnet and slicing it into smaller subnets. We are subnetting the subnet. So we're taking, say, a Class B address, and then we're slicing it up into a certain number of subnets to suit our purposes. And the reason we do that is so that we can actually allocate different ranges of IP addresses to different floors or different subnets or different parts of an organization. And that means you keep the packet separate because you put in a router to keep those portions of the network separated from each other. If I had a Class C network and I wanted 32 address subnets, how many usable subnets could I have? The question for those who didn't get it the first time, I have, I'm subnetting a Class C subnet and I want 32 address subnets. In other words, each subnet has 32 addresses on it. How many of these subnets are usable from the class C address allocation? No, how many subnets, not how many hosts. I'll give you 30 for the number of hosts in each subnet, but how many subnets can I have?
Can I do the math out over the mic and then you can correct me if I'm wrong, or is that too disturbing?
You can do that, yeah.
Okay, so you're saying you want 32 subnets, so that means I've got to keep working from the right...
No. Stop. I want subnets with 32 addresses. I want 32 hosts, or I want addresses that are you know, 0 to 31, 32 to 63. I want them so that they can have a maximum of 30 hosts per subnet.
Okay, so therefore I would work from... Okay, alright, so let's say... Alright, tell me... Yep, okay, so to determine how many hosts we can have, we need to determine how many bits we've got left on the right. So if I want 32, then I'm going to have to go to the power of... So I'm going to have to move to the 16 bit, which is 1, 2, 4... 16, which is the fifth bit. So the fifth bit, that would then give you 32 hosts per, so I'm using 3 bits on the left. Am I on the right track?
Yeah, that's right, you're doing good.
Okay, so the answer to the question is, what was the question again?
Usable subnets.
How many usable subnets? Okay. How many usable subnets do you need if you want to have 32 hosts per subnet? How many usable?
See, so you said that you borrowed 3 bits. You said that you borrowed 3 bits to get to those 32 address subnets from the class C?
Correct. So now I've got 3 on the left and 5 on the right.
So 2 to the power of 3 is what?
6.
No, 2 to the power of 3.
Okay, so 1, 2, 4... Oh, 8.
And you can't use 2 of them, so the answer the actual usable subnets would be 6. 8 total subnets, 6 usable.
Okay, can we run through all that again, please?
Okay, we're subnetting a Class C subnet. We want to have 32 address size subnets. In other words, the maximum hosts in each subnet will be 30. We figure out how many bits would get us to 32, and we discover that 2 to the power of 5 is 32. Therefore, we have 5 bits on the right-hand side, which is part of the host portion. We have 3 bits that are borrowed for subnetting, and then we have 24 bits for the network portion. So we have the network portion, the subnetting portion, which is what I call it, in other words, the borrowy bits, and then the host portion. And because we have 3 bits available for subnetting, 2 to the power of B minus 2, in other words, 2 to the power of 3, because B is the number of bits we borrowed, minus 2 will give us 6 usable subnets.
Excellent. Got it. I think...
Oh, don't worry. I'll be laboriously typing all this up and posting it to the list. Don't you worry.
Have a read through the labs too, Kerry, because A is the one I just sent you, and then B is another one asking you to do something or other. And then C is actually one that asks you to develop subnets with different amount of usable hosts in them. And I no way am getting my head around that one at this point. I'm still, you know, yeah. So maybe some help on that as well.
Well, one of the things you've got to keep in mind is just because you subnet a network, not all blocks in it have to be the same size. So let's say, for example, we've sliced our Class C into 32 address subnets. We can actually combine 2 of those 32 address subnets together and end up with a 64 address subnet if we fudge with a subnet mask.
That's what was really confusing me, is when you said fudge with the subnet mask. Like, you can assign them any which way you want, can't you? But when it comes to disclosing that within the subnet mask, that's what was sort of really confusing.
No, you can't assign them any way you like, because if you're going to combine 2 subnets together, they must be in order. So in other words, you can combine the 0 to 31 subnet with the 32 to 63 subnet and get a 0 to 64 subnet. You cannot put the 32 to 63 address subnet with the 64 to 95 subnet because you're not on a power of 2 boundary.
Yeah, okay, I don't quite understand that, but
okay, but the thing is to keep in mind is the only thing that differentiates 192.168.10.0/26 and 192.168.1.10.0/27, the only thing that differs there is the subnet mask, and that means that it changes the size of the network slice. I'll try and give you an example of this. Say, for example, an organization had 250 machines. You'd probably put them on a Class C, say 192.168.2.0. So you'd get 250 machines on that. Everybody happy with that?
Mm-hmm, yep.
And if they bought another 100 machines and they ended up with 260 machines or whatever, what we would actually need to do is we would actually have to make the subnet mask wider. So instead of 255.255.255.0, we have to make the subnet mask 255.255.254.0. We'd borrow a bit from to the left-hand side, so we'd end up with 512 address subnets, and we'd have a 192.168.2.0/23, which means that the two subnets, 192.168.2.0 and 192.168.3.0, would be joined together into one 512 address subnet. Ooh, heavy voodoo. Stop sticking pins into my subnet. Okay. What will happen is, I think what I'm going to have to do is let people digest the current subnetting information. I have written up an exercise that doesn't involve you creating different size subnets, and I'll be posting that to the list later today. And then we'll get into the different size subnet bits and pieces. So everybody happy to stop there? Have we all had enough?
Yeah, brains are well and truly fried. Thank you.